good singing this morning. In the book of Ephesians, in the first chapters, where we'll be reading from today, if you'd like to open your Bibles and follow along with us this morning, as we try to give us a word that is needed in the day and time in which we live in. And we need a word from God. Our country needs a word from God in a mighty way. And this world, as corrupt as it is, needs to hear God speak unto it to change not just our future, but the future of each and every child and person that there is today. So he says in the book of Ephesians, in the first chapter, as we go there this morning, he says, starting at verse 15, "Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward, who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and have put him all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all." And stop reading there in that 23rd verse. And a lot of reading this morning, more so than what we normally would do. But he tells us in that 19th verse that he has an exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. And today I'd like to use for a text for a few minutes of time, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve today. If you've been like me and a lot of folks this past week, in fact, going back even to this past year, there's a lot of things that we have stood in awe and wondered, what is this world coming to? We've looked at the events, the occasions of everything that's going on, not just in our nation, but in our homes, in our lives, in our churches. And we see things that are happening that is fulfilling the prophecies of the Word of God to its fullest. Wouldn't surprise me at any time that God doesn't say to his son, "Go get the church and bring her home." I don't know about you, but this world makes me sick with everything that is happening. And the only thing I believe that keeps God from sending his son is that you and I still have lost loved ones that need to get saved before it's too late. God is rich in mercy and kindness and grace. And he says in his word that Paul telling those at Ephesians that he had heard of their faith in the Lord, and he ceased not to give thanks unto God for them. Sounds a lot like Mount Carmel, that I thank God daily for our folks that we have here, that your faith in the Lord, your dedication to him, and your work, because we may be small in number, but we are mighty in the works of God. God blesses us, David. And we see a lot of things happen in our lives and in the lives of those around us because of this church today. And I thank God for it. I don't know where I would be if it weren't for God at Mount Carmel Missionary Baptist Church. And I know I'm prejudiced today. I think we have the best that there is because we have a church that loves to lift up the name of God and ask God to bless our brothers and our sisters today. But he goes on to say that, you know, when we're looking, that our eyes have been enlightened. Many of us today, years ago, we would not have seen the things that we have seen happening today. But God has given us a spiritual awakening in our own lives. As we learn more about the Lord, he will show us things that we before have not seen. We will see things from a different perspective. And our eyes will be enlightened. Our minds will be open to such a way that God will bless us to be able to see trouble before we even get there. Because our eyes have changed. God has enlightened us with his word and with his promises. And we see all these things that's happening around us today. And sometimes we may wonder, where is God with all these events that's going on? And I come to tell you this morning that God does not fight sin with sin. God does not send a evil into a righteous person. But God drives out the evil that's in a righteous person. How many of us today can testify that God has had to, on occasions, drive out that evil spirit from us so that we would be able to do his work? Well, today, church, God is mightier than you and I. Even though our minds have been enlightened and we have grown and we have seen what is the hope of his calling and the riches of his glory in the inheritance that we have, God is still mightier than what we are. No man can compare, or woman can compare, to the mightiness of God. Our big, and the biggest thing that we could do is a small thing to God. And a small thing to God is more than we're capable of doing. We serve a mighty God today. And while we are trying to figure out what is happening in our people's lives and what is happening in our nation and in our churches, what is happening with everything around us, God already knows what's going to happen tomorrow. He's a day ahead of us. In fact, he not only knows about tomorrow, he knows about the future. He is a mighty God. And we ought to not be perplexed. We ought not be in worry and fret. And I know it's hard for us to comprehend this, but God has everything under control, even though chaos is all around us today. And are we not seeing it this morning? It's everywhere around us. What a mighty God we serve, that he knows your fears and your worries. As we've heard testimonies this morning, God knows exactly where you're at today and what is weighing upon your heart and your mind. And we may remember what God brought us from, but God has forgotten all of our past sins when he forgave us and saved our dying souls. We were enlightened that we was lost. God came by and he saved our dying souls and made us a fit subject for his kingdom. I am now an heir to God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ, because the mightiness of God is greater than the mightiness of man. He is mightier than the armies of this world. That he is mightier. When I was growing up, there was always concern that Russia or the United States won, would push that red button and a nuclear war would break out, and that would be the end of the world as we know it. Today, let me preach to you, man will not destroy the world, but God, when he sends his son in the clouds of glory and gets his church out of this sin-filled world, it will start to rain fire and brimstone like we've never seen before, but yet it won't be destroyed, but it will be a place for the devil and all of his children. How many of you are glad today that you've got a mighty God that saved you from the pits of hell and destruction, and he watches over us and he takes better care of us than mom or dad? You see, Paul was bragging on them, and he was telling them that it's the greatness of his power to us that believe. How many of you believe today in his son, Jesus Christ, and the Father of God himself today, that we believe in him and we see the working of his mighty power in our lives? None of us are saved today because of who we are or because of our power, but we are saved by the grace and the power of God that sent conviction. Help me preach on this Sunday morning. Help sent conviction through the midst of the grand old church, and it come to where you was at and where I was at, and it took old sinners and made a new subject out of them fit for the kingdom of God. Somebody ought to shout praises to the Lord today for what he has done for us in our lives. We serve a mighty God that is able to defeat all of the devil's wickedness. Is he not roaring like a mighty lion right now? He is dancing, no doubt. I've got America right where I want her. I've got this country so messed up and in such turmoil that nobody can fix it. But I've come to tell you, we still serve a God in heaven that could turn the circumstances around. If America would get back to God, we would put the devil on the run. We serve that kind of a mighty God. But I've also come to tell you that we have adulterated our relationships with God. Amen. Our churches have committed adultery with the devil. Oh, you don't want to hear this kind of preaching, but it's true. We have taken everything that God says is wrong and made it right. What an embarrassment it is to even have to preach such nonsense from the pulpit. But we've adulterated his word to where there is no such thing as sin. We've adulterated our relationship with God to where we dance with the devil during the week and then want to come to church and say, Lord, bless me. We've adulterated everything that God has given to us that is special in our lives. Some of us today have even tried to sell our soul out to the devil for a few good moments, a good time in this world. This morning I believe, and I'm thankful again for Mount Carmel, because I believe that I'm preaching to folks this morning that know we might be small in number, but you have a relationship with God that you want to try to protect and keep the devil from coming in. I got to say this because God put it up on my heart. I would not want a relationship with somebody I could not trust. Amen? But let me tell you, I've got a relationship with a mighty God that I trust with my whole being, from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. He has never failed me. He has never let me down. He has never turned aside. He has never denied me, but He has walked with me in the valley. He's walked with me on the mountainside, and He has rejoiced with me when I got to the top of the praise of the glory of God at the top of the mountain. Folks, we serve a mighty God that walks with us and talks with us and tells us all that we need to know. He tells us this morning that He loves us so much that He will allow us that believe to see the working of His mighty power, not just in the world, but in our lives. How many others can testify on this Sunday morning? If it wasn't for God, I no telling where I might be at today. I'd be out in the hog pen of sin, maybe locked up in a penitentiary, maybe laying in an alley somewhere with a needle stuck in my arm or some kind of a bottle in my hand, trying to find peace and joy in a world that's filled with just the opposite of it. But thanks be to God, I know where I am, and I know who brought me here, and I know who's going to keep me here today. And I don't rejoice in a needle or a bottle, but I rejoice in knowing the Spirit of God moves in our lives and in our hearts. We know we serve a mighty God, the God that made the heavens and the earth, the God that made man and woman. Yes. And put them in a relationship of marriage. We've adulterated marriage. We've adulterated the very purpose that God made a man and a woman. This is not popular preaching. We serve a mighty God that will hold responsible for every law of His word that has been broken. And you say, Roger, does that mean you hate sin? I hate sin, but we love sinners. You say, how can you love somebody but hate their ways? Look what God did for us, Brother Holcomb. Hallelujah. I was thinking this morning, I'm going to share it with you. I'm a fixer-upper. Ever since God saved me, He's been working on me. He probably thinks I'm a love pit. Not a money pit, but a love pit. Because the more love He shows me, something else pops up that's wrong and needs to be fixed. But I hear the children sing that song. He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. Amen. And I believe He'll be working on me until the day He calls me out of this world. Oh, but church, then I'll have a glorified body and a mind likened unto Him, and I will praise Him for being the mighty God of my life today. The mighty God that took me and made something out of me. You see, as they sing that song every once in a while, I am a trophy of grace. I might not look much like to you today. You may think, man, if that's all that God can do, I'm not sure that I want anything to do with Him. But let me tell you, you ought to see where He brought every one of us from. The whole pit of sin, He loved us. And folks, let me preach to you this morning. He reached down, but yet I had to reach up to take hold of His hand and say, I want to walk with You. I want You to be my Lord and my Savior. And He was mighty enough to pull me up and set my feet upon a solid foundation and establish my goings. What a mighty God we serve. We walk around worried about what's happening in Washington, what's happening in our homes. You see, everything God calls sacred, the devil has turned into a mess. He turned our homes into, and God knows my heart, I'm just preaching you the truth this morning. He turned our homes into nothing more than a bunch of harlots. He's turned our churches into nothing more than play. He's turned our lives into something that there is no wrong anymore. The devil has taken us and we've made a mockery of the Lord. The Bible does not, the Bible say that after we've come to know the Lord, if we sin, we make an open reproach of His name. We make an open reproach. Everything God meant for good, the devil has messed up. But in 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, in the 4th verse, it says that the weapons of our warfare, how many of you know we are in war? The weapons of our warfare are mighty through God. Can I get a witness on a Sunday morning while I come to a close? How many of us have been in battles that we thought there was no way we could win? But then somebody in the grand old church began to pray. And I could hear Rob and Sharon as they sing that song. And when they prayed and God heard their prayers to show you the mightiness of our God, I heard a great band of angels. I heard the flattering of their wings. Anybody else know what I'm preaching about? I heard a sign from heaven that it was more than I was able to bear. But here comes the reinforcements. Amen. I love y'all this morning. I'm trying to find a hushing place, deacons. I love y'all this morning because if I had a need, I believe you'd be right there beside me to help me all the way. If I was in my bedside and it was possible for you to do so, I believe you would be there praying or singing songs around me as I was about to leave this world. But let me tell you this morning, what I love more about you than anything else is that I see people that love God. They know the greatness of God. They know the mercies of God. And we know this today. If we are not careful, the devil will slip in the door. He will come in, and everything God has built up, the devil will try to tear it down. We're not to fight one another, but we are to fight the devil with the power of God. Let him do his mighty work and show us the victory today. And how many of you know victory is sweet? Oh, if I was to start praising Him for all the victories He's given to us, we'd be here the rest of this day and maybe longer if I could remember them all. How many of you know God has done mightier works in your life than you're able to list? Amen. He's done more than I could begin to tell you because He is a mighty God. Some are making mockery, just like they did the prophet. Where is your God? I believe the devil's mocking him. Where is your God? Look at what I've done to the people. Look at what I've done to the so-called churches. Where is this mighty God that you talk about? But church, I believe just any day now, our Lord is going to come and He is going to put the devil in his permanent place. Where is it? It's not in your home. It's not in our churches. It's not in our lives. His permanent place. Death and hell will deliver up all that they have in their bounds. Revelations. And they will be cast into that lake of fire for all eternity. The devil is having a party now. But watch out, because his future is sealed. We are living in tormented times. But let me encourage you. Our praise and worship is about to begin like we have never seen it before. Let me close with this final thought, because God laid it to me, laid it upon my heart, and I want to share it with you. Where are people that die without God right now? They deny that His mighty works in their life, Brother Charlie. You know where they're at? They're cast into outer darkness, where there is weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Where are the children of God right now that die? The Bible says that they're resting under the altar of God. Amen. But in the day when the Lord comes, all the dead are going to get up. Oh, how's that going to happen? We serve a mighty God. He's going to speak and they're going to get up. There's going to be a resurrection of the just. Oh, hallelujah. The graves are going to burst open. The dead in Christ will rise, and we will meet the Lord in the air, on a cloud, not on a white horse, oh, but on a cloud of glory. We're going to meet Him, and we're going to go with Him into that new Jerusalem that John saw coming down out of heaven. And after all of God's people are gone, there's going to be a second resurrection where the dead, without knowing Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, are going to come forth, and they are going to be cast into that lake of fire where they will die and die and never die. You say, how does that get into a mighty God? On that day, He will reward the just, and He will damn the souls of those that rejected Him in this life. Is that not scripture this morning? People say, I wish we all could go to heaven. So does God. And He is mighty enough to save every man, woman, boy, or girl. You say, Roger, you preached hard against sin. Does that say you don't love them? No. God loves them. But in order to go to heaven, they've got to get saved. And in order to get saved, or once they get saved, they will stop their sinning. Amen? You say, you mean God could do it better than a 12-step program? Most certainly. Because He will change the inward man, and the inward man will cause the outward man to change. He's mighty enough to do it. While we get a song of invitation on this Sunday morning. We serve a mighty God. All the other gods of the Bible had no power. They were weak. And that they could do limited things, but they couldn't do all the things that God was able to do. Church, and even to those that is watching this morning, every one of us ought to know what a mighty God we serve. And if you haven't thanked Him for all that He has done in your life, you ought to praise Him this morning and give Him glory and honor for it. And if you're one of the ones that today that is still lost and undone, God is strong enough to save you. He's strong enough. He's able to save you no matter how deep in sin that you have trod in your life. The Bible is full of examples. He saved murderers. He saved harlots. He saved thieves. Amen. He saved extortioners. In fact, He saved whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You say, but I've done too much. No such thing. That's a lie from the devil himself. You want to see God work in your life? Give your life over to Him. And see what God will make of your life for the future. While we stand, they sing a verse of a song. Today, God is a mighty God, but you have to let God do the work in your life. Sing on, Robbie. Anyone at all this morning that needs to take that step for the Lord? Maybe somebody just wants to thank Him for being so mighty in your life. Whatever your desire is, now's that time. Yes. Amen and amen. We've preached our hearts to you this morning. And yet there's room for so much more. So much more. I wish our people could see that the devil is leading them down a path that if they don't call upon the Lord, there's no telling how far he's going to take them down that road. Now, I talked about how God has given us the ability to, he's opened our eyes, Ron, to be able to see what's going on in people's lives. How many of you look at people and you say, either to yourself or maybe even under your breath, if they don't get to God, they're going to end up in deep trouble? And how many of us look at people who say they're saved and know God and see their life? And folks, the Bible says not to judge lest you be judged with the same measure. Right? But when we look at their lives and the things that they're dibbly dabbling around with, we say, if they don't stop, they're going to get in trouble. Because Christ said, recompense is mine, saith the Lord. Today he's a God of mercy, but tomorrow he could be the judge that delivers the wrath for you and for me and for our families in this country if we don't get back to God. Amen? Aren't you glad you serve a mighty God? I'd like for you to reflect today and this week on the mighty things he's done for your life. There is nothing that happens by coincidence. Amen? God works, but also the devil works. And let me just close with this final thought. If it sounds too good to be true, you better check where it's coming from. Amen. God bless you. Have you enjoyed being in the house of the Lord on this Sunday morning? I enjoyed seeing you guys. I appreciate my brothers and sisters. Appreciate Jim and Willa Dean and Steve and Vaughn and the girls coming back to be with us. And now I just pray God will open up doors where they can come back and be with us physically. Amen. Jim called me yesterday. He's as nervous. He was all nervous. I thought while I was talking to him, he sounded like a little chick with a fox at the door. He said, you know, do you think there's going to be any problems? I said, no, Jim. And he said, well, you let us know if there's any problems, and we'll try to explain everything to them. You know, sometimes the less we say, the better off we are. Amen? Amen. But I love Jim and Willa Dean. And I was joking with him. He said he wanted to come back. They wanted to come back and be members here. And I said, well, I don't have a problem with you, but Willa Dean we may have to talk about. Other way around? Okay. God bless you. I love each and every one of you. And thank God for our church. Amen. And for our people today. Make sure you fellowship one with another with your mask on. And let people know how much you appreciate them. And you're thankful for them. Would you do that? God bless you. Have a great week this week. And be praying one for another. And we'll certainly see you next Sunday morning.